KBIA, your NPR station, Thinking Out Loud. And as we have done several times in the past tonight, we're talking with several folks from around the University of Missouri campus. Classes just about to start in a few days, and we're just kind of talking with some folks about how the campus is preparing for this influx of thousands of young people and our town changing so very much. And one of the folks I wanted to talk to this evening for the program that we've not had on the show before is Barbara Hammer. She is the director of the Disability Center here on the University of Missouri campus, has been on campus for about 13 years and has been the director over there for 6 or 7 years now. And Barbara, first of all, welcome. Thanks a lot for being on the show today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let me have you start by just telling us, I mean, the name makes things fairly self-evident, but just kind of talk about the basic mission, what the Office of Disability Services is about.
Our responsibility is for students with disabilities on campus. We want to ensure that they have an equal opportunity to pursue an education. Ensuring that they have access to the programs, to the services, to the educational process. Much of what we do is facilitate accommodations for students. That's mm-hmm. how we provide access.
We were talking about this before, and one of the things I want to get into right away, when we say disability services, mm-hmm. I think the first thing that pops up in somebody's mind is a young man or a young woman in a wheelchair, and that's obviously a large part of what you're
right.
talking about doing,
right.
making sure buildings are accessible, things like
right.
that, and I've watched over my years a remarkable transformation. It's so much better now than it used to be. But what you guys do when we talk about disability, it's a whole lot more than the prototypical physical disability we're talking
it
about.
It is absolutely a whole lot more. The majority of the students that come through our office are actually students with non-visible disabilities.
Okay.
So a lot of them come in with attentional difficulties, a diagnosis of ADD, ADHD. A lot of them have learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Students with psychological disabilities, a lot of mental health concerns, and students with chronic health conditions. So there are a lot of students walking around campus who are associated with our office you would never know by just looking at them.
You mentioned one in particular, and it caught my ear because it's something I've lived with for a lot of years, including a lot of years when we had no idea what the heck it was. People just thought I was the flighty sort. Attention deficit, that makes college hard.
It makes it really tough.
Talk about, you mentioned accommodations. What can be done to make things, because I know there's a lot of people probably listening that have a 14-year-old that's struggling with junior high school math homework or whatever it is with attention deficit, and they've got to be thinking to themselves, how is this kid going to get through college?
Right. I think it's particularly challenging for them in that educational environment
mm-hmm.
because that's a fairly artificially created situation when you go to a class and sit for 50 minutes and listen to somebody talk, or an hour and 15, and then when you have to sit down and take exams in a huge hall full of, you know, hundreds of other students, some of whom are coughing, shuffling, moving around, blowing their nose, who knows what's going on. And for a lot of these students, the access that we're providing is really just minimizing the distraction so that they really can focus. And so for most students coming in, taking exams through our office, we provide them with a quieter space. Sometimes they ask for extended time. That often makes a lot of sense. They just need a little bit more time because of the amount of distraction that they experience. But we also see for a lot of those students that they have difficulty managing their time
mm-hmm.
and figuring out how to prioritize things. And so while that's not actually an accommodation or providing access, we certainly want to ensure that those students have those supports. We work with partners on campus to do things like that a lot.
I'm sure there's going to be a relatively similar setup. Autism spectrum disorders,
mm-hmm.
there's so much more discussion about it, so many more people with the diagnoses and being treated and having IEPs and all of those things, and whether it's there's a lot more people with autism spectrum disorders or just we know more about it and they're getting
right.
diagnosed and they weren't before but they were still there is a difficult conversation. But talk a little bit about how that's affecting what's going on in your office, because I'm sure there's
yes.
a lot of young people now coming
through.
There are.
And I would venture a guess that there are far more students on campus who are on the autism spectrum than we see.
Okay.
Because they don't necessarily come through our office because they don't see that the accommodations that we typically provide are what they would typically need.
Sure.
We just, what you and I were talking about earlier is that we have a young man who's going to be working with us this fall who himself is on the autism spectrum and is going to be mentoring some of our entering freshmen who are on the spectrum. And I think that's going to be very helpful because when I speak with colleagues on campus and faculty that I've been mm-hmm. working with who have a real strong interest in shoring up some of the supports that we have for students on the spectrum. We all recognize that that's probably what they need more than anything else, because for them, the challenges are in the social environment quite frequently, where they live, interacting with peers in social settings, working in student organizations, communicating with people, knowing how to work with professors, knowing how to access resources like the Learning Center. Those are all challenges for students on the spectrum.
Sure.
They can just get stuck and have a real hard time with that. So, yeah.
Barbara Hammer is our guest. She's the director of the Disability Center here on the Mizzou campus, disabilitycenter.missouri.edu, or you can call them at 882-4696. One of the things that I know an organization like yours is going to be doing is just there's going to be people that come in that have situations you address, and then there's going to be people that come in with situations that you say, okay, this maybe isn't our best thing, but there's this other office you might not have heard about over in the next building over. Mm-hmm. I want to talk. We are recording this ahead of time. Obviously, I don't think the magic of radio is going to shock anybody. And on the day that Barbara and I happen to be talking, we're still just a day or two out from having received the news that the brilliant actor and comedian Robin Williams had taken his life. Talk about some of the services that are available on this campus for people with more severe depression and more severe mental challenges,
right.
Because I know that that's something that people are going to be very concerned
about
also.
Right, and we do see quite a few students who come through our office. Well, we're very fortunate. We have the Counseling Center, which is in the Division of Student Affairs. We have Student Health, which is also in the Division of Student Affairs. And both of those departments provide a lot of support for mm-hmm. students. We have a grad student who works in our office every year for 10 hours a week, who is always a doctoral student, usually third or fourth year, gets clinically supervised but can provide counseling for students, so we can make direct referrals to students that we see. But then we have a very strong bond with the Counseling Center and with the Student Health Center to ensure that we can get students where they need to go.
I mentioned, Barbara, that you've been on campus now for about 13 years, and I've been involved in some tertiary ways with some of this work, and as I mentioned when we opened, I've seen some remarkable changes. To your eyes, being in right in the middle of it every day, what do you think has been the biggest change you've seen on the Mizzou campus as far as disability services and just, you know, the accessibility for these young people?
I think MU has always been very responsible about responding to the needs of students with disabilities. I think there's a real strong commitment here. And I just think that's improved. I think it just keeps growing. We have an accessibility policy on campus now that was adopted a couple of years ago in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an adaptive computing technology center that is like our partners in crime. They're over in IT. And we work very closely with them so that we can ensure students have technology access.
An example would be a student that's not able to see having a computer that talks to them, something like that.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, because we have a number of students who are blind, and technology makes a big difference for them, but ACT also assists us in providing electronic texts for other students with learning disabilities.
Nice.
And we have been able to expand so that we now have a deaf services coordinator in our office, so we can actually have an interpreter in our office who goes to class with students to provide sign language interpreting.
Oh, great.
And she facilitates the captioning when students need captioning. And I think what's happened over the years is that the awareness, the acceptance, the understanding of the importance of including students with disabilities, that we don't want to put up barriers for them, and people beginning to realize that sometimes what they do does create a barrier, and we're helping people understand how to keep that from happening. So.
It's got to be very satisfying for you, because I know that there have got to be young people that are coming to school, mm-hmm. that are going to class, that are graduating, that when we were in school never would have dreamed, I can go to college, I can get a degree.
Yes. And I think that's why we've seen the significant increase in the number of students that come through our office.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think every year we've seen a larger number of students entering, freshmen coming in, and students who are coming in who have been here for a while and are coming to the realization that we can be a support for them, we can be a resource. So, yeah, it is gratifying. I mean, it does make a difference. It's been really nice.
Well, the website again is disabilitycenter.missouri.edu. Their phone number here on campus, they're located in the Memorial Union, is 882-4696. And Barbara Hammer with Disability Services, thank you a lot for coming on Thinking Out Loud tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.